So we see why the Plato's tribesmen want us to imagine guilt is akin to empathy rather than a way to sow the seeds of rage, easily grown to hate when the global statesmen need displays of how violent and abusive we are to each other, quote unquote, how much they will tell us we therefore need the state to manage all our hate. And I'd like to add, before continuing this discussion next week from a slightly different angle, that children learn by watching us what we do, not what we say. And they are so brilliant. And that missing awe, that lack, is not a gap that opens years into childhood. But given the authoritarian parent, i.e., the parent under class, happens right off the bat when we're infants. It is a class-drenched con to claim that empathy is a matter of being made to feel shame. That theory of mind is the self-same propagandistic and heavily laden term, healthy normality, the fascistic roots of which Alice just laid bare. It is when happy babies turn glum that you know, overwhelmed with the fear of losing all they hold dear, the joy for which they'd come, that their ship of empathy, as opposed to the performance of it, which experts in child development like the ones the article cites seem to want, their ship of empathy, poised to catch the wind, is sunk.